this SRS and the pilt stuff. I was just, it really, you know, our borough is behind the eight ball, like you would not believe, in terms of our ability to grow sustainable industry. And it's just a reality of it, but it is behind the eight ball. I also will point out that the Forest Service, the administration,
The Department of Agriculture.
The Department of Agriculture's preferred alternative is six.
Yes.
Now, for whatever that's worth, and I know that there's other politics involved in that, I think that something else mentioned. And finally, the last thing for me is unknown opportunities.
Yes.
As we move forward, we don't know what the opportunities will be at the end of the day. And so although there may be an exemption, and Mr. Rack came down and spoke to Lisa and I with the new Forest Service Forest Ranger, it was that there is exemptions for mining that was brought up. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's something different that we don't know about, whatever it is yet. We have some lands, and our lands for the borough are landlocked.
That's right.
So it could be access to our own lands. The native, the tribe is going through some land selections. There may be some opportunities for some roads there. And there is still a very robust system in place to go through and ensure that there's a process. So that's my take on it.
And that's basically my take on it too. Here again, it's not going to make any difference what we do here, other than maybe politically. But we are cutting off our nose, despite our face, we're cutting off I think we're doing a huge underservice to this community as it goes down through the next generations. If we as a group say, oh, we don't want to be able to develop anything. Fisheries, hatcheries, new power lines, a new road from Cape to Petersburg. My God, think what that would do for those people. You know, they can't do it now.
Diane, out of fairness, I will say that when I spoke with Mr. Rack, he clarified that actually was a possibility, that there is specific exemptions for utility corridors that allow you to operate. With that said, I don't know if there's other... I don't understand that narrative well enough to push back on that, but I trust that he is involved in it on a day-to-day basis.
Right. I agree that with that too. But I've been around for a long time too.
For sure. But what I'm saying is that because those were specifics that came up.
Yes, but anyhow, that's my feeling on it. I think we would be doing a disservice by not providing for development in the future, whatever it is. And it doesn't necessarily have to be logging.
Maya?
I just want to read off a list of municipalities and tribal communities that have stood behind a no action. And these are places that have already had clear-cut logging done. They know the game. And this does matter. And it should matter to us, this what place that Wrangell states in this. So I'll just read off. Skagway, Community Association of Elfin Cove, Pelican City, Tenekee Springs, Gustavus, the Village of Cake, the Village of Saxman, Craig Tribal Association, the Organized Village of Kasan, Ketchikan Indian Community, Affiliated Tribes of the Northwest Indians, the National Congress of American Indians, Sitka, and most recently here in Wrangell, our WCA was overwhelmingly for a no action for this. So we are going against all of what these communities are saying and our own WCA that we are working with to push forward to get economic development underway. So again, all these communities plus what's going on with our own tribal communities, we're talking out of both sides of our mouths if we go through on this alt six. It just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming community outreach that has gone out, it matters to some people. So us saying it doesn't matter what we do, like we're here to set that precedent and be the representatives for our community. That's what we're in this elected position to do.
Thanks, Maya. David?
I think you misunderstood me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't say it doesn't matter what we do. It does not matter in a federal part of it. Our little vote is not going to sway it one way or the other, is what I meant by that.
Sure.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Julie, do you have anything you wanted to add to this?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I have some thoughts, and I apologize. I've written notes, and they're a little disjointed. But first of all, I want to say that I respect, you know, all of the diverse ideas and opinions that have come forward. But that doesn't mean that we can't disagree on actions and respectfully disagree. I am chair of the Economic Development Committee, which is the organization that did recommend Alternative 6. We had quite a robust, long discussion in our committee meeting about this. We had a variety of opinions, and I was actually surprised to come to consensus at the end with our recommendation to the city. But if you read the two-page-plus memo that went along with it, there's some rationale and justification for why we came to that decision. And also, I think we recognize that many folks within the community that have expressed a concern about Alternative 6 maybe did not fully understand the protections that the Tongass Land Management Plan currently provides. And my opinion, and it was, you know, backed by others, is the Tongass Land Management Plan is the process, the public process that we use to manage the lands in Southeast Tulsa, the federal lands. It has protections for conservation when necessary. It allows for multiple use. It has it requires environmental analysis before any major projects are undertaken. It provides visual protection from landscapes seen from the ocean for the tourism industry. It tries to provide for balance of use and input from the community level on each one of these activities when they come forward. I do not believe that removing the ROBUS rule will all of a sudden engage a large-scale timber industry. The reality is the underlying management plan that is in place is very difficult to move anything forward as far as timber. And we saw that in the Wrangell Island timber sale. It took about 6 years for the process to play out. And at the beginning of the 6 years, people talked about a long-term timber sale on Wrangell Island that would be in the range of 200 million board feet total. And at the end of the six-year process, after they layered on all of the different requirements, concerns, visual protections, subsistence, all of these things, it ended up being a recommended, I believe it was 5 million board feet. Tiny, really. That doesn't even take into consideration the fact that those kinds of things can be then challenged in court. And we see that regularly in Southeast Alaska, that any timber sales are typically, any large-scale timber sales are typically challenged in court. So I do not feel like that's a real concern from my point of view, what I've seen a lot living in Wrangell in the last 25 years. I also see that on the map that's associated with Alternative 6, The dark orange area that is represents the area that would be removed from the ROLDIS rule and designated a development LUD, or LUD stands for land use designation, is much smaller than the area that's a light orange, which would, the light orange area would be removed from the ROLDIS rule, but still have a land use designation of non-development. And that's the majority of the area removed from the ROLDIS under Alternative 6. That also doesn't, you know, recognize that there's still huge areas in Southeast that are wilderness and will never be touched for any kind of development purpose at all. That's outside of this ROLDIS rule discussion. So I've attempted to keep an open mind and consider people's multiple, I think, opinions on this topic. But I also recognize that we need flexibility in the management of our land to be able to address things that are coming up. We may need new water sources for drinking water in our community. We may need new water sources for hydropower. We may need to develop things like geothermal, transportation, restoration, salmon enhancement, mariculture development. These are all things that are much, they may be restricted altogether or much more difficult under the ROLDIS rule. Really practically implementable. And while NGRAC recognize that utility corridors are possible in the ROLDIS rule, many times roads to maintain those utility corridors are not allowed, which requires increased costs by trying to maintain them with helicopters or things that are just very costly, and then practically make those not a possibility. And so there are things that, like, you know, connecting Cape to hydropower by a utility connection from Petersburg and a road to maintain that utility connection. Many times, we've had this kind of conversation and numbers analysis, and it puts it out of realm of being able to happen under a ROLDIS rule. There can be things that are very positive for the environment that are impractical because of the ROLDIS rule. So I just don't, when you're weighing public concerns, I don't think the ROLDIS rule, which practically takes land out of the ability to be managed for the people, I don't think that that's a positive for us. It, in essence, puts it in a conservation status not to be utilized in any way at all. I think the public process under the Tongass Land Management Plan is the better and more proper way to go. And so it's not an easy decision to make, but I believe that I support the Alternative 6.
Thank you, Julie. Any further discussion?
Can I just read a quick expert that's kind of prepared? Alternative 6 is an extreme choice that goes against public support. Wrangell residents spoke up strongly in support of the ROLDIS rule at the public meeting. Even if there are a diversity of opinions among Wrangell residents, it is disrespectful and disloyal to the idea of representative democracy to pass a resolution that directly contradicts the wishes of the majority of folks who took the time and energy to show up and speak in support of no action alternative. We at least owe it to these Wrangell residents the respect of recognizing their voices and deliberating on a more middle-of-the-line alternative.
Thank you for that, Maya. I will also point out that we're a representative democracy and that we are voted in by a majority, voted in, you know, into our seats, and that at some point we just don't go by doing tallies at meetings or tallies at how many people. It's important to hear those voices, but there are many people that don't come, and there are some people that I know didn't come because they were afraid of sort of some less than favorable reception to their opinion, and that has been in the past. So I appreciate that, but I push back from the standpoint of I don't do a head count and who showed up to what meetings. At the end of the day, I have to do my due diligence, and if folks are not happy at the end of the day how you vote on something, then 2 years for the mayor or 3 or 4 years for other people, you can be voted out and somebody else can be voted in on those issues. So, but I do appreciate that the folks that come out to meetings, I truly do. Any other comments, or Lisa, do you have anything else for us? You got it? Okay, my
one. Quick comment. The CVB board, I don't think, did come to a resolution. They were still in negotiations with it. So it was priorly stated that they were behind this resolution. That's not the case. The CVB board hadn't finished their correspondence to have what their thoughts about this were.
Thank you, Mike. Did you want to address that at all? Is there anything you want to address from the CVB board? Sure.
In the agenda statement. So some of their issues were included within the letter.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. 13B, resolution number 12-19-1504 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting an alternative. Thank you for coming out, John.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you, Mr. Rack. Appreciate you coming out.
I think there was a misunderstanding on what the law is.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rack, for coming out. The Assembly of the City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2020 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of the fisheries business activity in fisheries management in FMA 18 Central Southeast.
Move to approve resolution number 12-19-1504.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Gilbert. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, this is an annual thing that we do, shared with the other communities in our region, to make sure that we're all equally sharing in the money collected under this program. As you will notice, it's a significantly lesser amount of money that we're getting this year.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Any other comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 13C, resolution number 12-19-1505, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, setting the strategic asset allocation of the permanent fund at 55% equity and 45% fixed income.
Move to approve resolution number 12-19-1505.
Good move. Do you have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assembly Member DeLong. Discussion.
On the third whereas on page 84, I would like to substitute investment committee for administration, where it says, I'll wait till you get there, page 84, the third whereas. Nowhere in 5.20, the new code that we just adopted, is administration ever mentioned. But investment committee is tasked with making the recommendation and then it being approved by the assembly.
And that includes administration. I mean, it includes administration.
Well, I think you should use the same words.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So you would like that changed too?
I would like administration to be changed to investment committee.
Okay, do we need to do an amendment to this motion?
Not if I can see a show of the majority nodding their heads, then we can make that change.
Okay, I think we saw a majority. I heard lots of up and down and rattling. We'll go with that. That woke everybody up too. That was good. We should hear that a little bit. Perfect. Any other discussions or questions on that? Hearing none, pull vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pysonka?
Yes. 13D, Ordinance Number 971 of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Section 5.02.070 of the Wrangell Municipal Code titled Investment Placed.
Move to approve first reading of Ordinance Number 971 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on January 14th, 2020.
We move. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Moore. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, if yes. I may, what this does is it changes the code to allow the money, our money, to be invested within the, as it says, investment pools for public entities established under Alaska Statute Chapter 37.23. Right now, the only one out there available is the Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool, but I didn't want to limit it to, Joyce is the one primarily working on this. We didn't want to limit it. We are also able to, after she and I had a discussion, allow for investment under, like, our firm, Alaska Permanent Capital. They actually fit under two here. Even though they are a money management firm, they invest with broker-dealers that are members of the New York Stock Exchange, et cetera. So even though they may be helping invest that money for us, they are investing it with people already approved in the code. So that's why there isn't a change specifically with regard to investment managers.
Patty.
I see that you have a limit of 300,000. I wondered, it says because it facilitates convenient placement of investments. I was wondering where the 300,000 came from, and are we limiting? I think that is at one time. I think we could invest multiple 300,000s if we have that.
I've asked Joyce to come up.
Mr. Mayor and Council, so I think the 300,000 is a leftover from your ordinance. If you're 300,000 really doesn't fit anything, because 250 is your FDIC insurance. Mm-hmm. So, and most of your T-bills and CDs are invested in 50,000, 150,000 increments. So, and this is for your operating funds and not your permanent fund.
Correct.
So it's up to you guys what you want to do for a limit, or you can strike the limit at all.
Do you have an administrative recommendation for us?
I would strike the amount out totally and let your investment committee decide.
Okay.
That's what I would recommend.
Thank you, Joyce. Okay. Can we make an amendment to the motion? If that's what we would like to do, Patty?
Yeah.
I move to amend the motion to reflect the elimination of the $300,000 limit, and to insert a clause that states at the direction of the investment committee.
Okay, second. We move to second. Any discussion on the motion?
No, I'm just glad to see this moving forward, because this is something that
So this is on the motion right now. We'll
Sorry.
Do you have a clarification?
Just a clarification question. Yeah. If we need to wordsmith just a little bit, you're okay with it? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be in compliance with whatever we need. I don't think there's anybody who would disagree with that, for sure. Any further discussion on the amended motion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
And this is on the amendment?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Pysonka?
Yes. Okay, we're back to the now amended motion. And is there any discussion? And Ms. Pan, if you want to make a comment.
I'm just saying that I'm glad we're moving forward with this, with getting our working capital, making some money.
It's okay to say finally.
Finally? Oh, okay. All right.
It's okay. I'm not going to take it personally.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
Things move slowly, the wheels of government.
Hearing none, poll vote, please.
This is on the amended motion. Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pysonka?
Yes. New business, E, ordinance number 972 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the execution of common investment agreement among political subdivisions of the state of Alaska and to authorize becoming a member of the Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool, Inc.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 972 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on January 14th, 2020.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Assemblymember Gilbert. Discussion. I really, you know, I haven't been super excited about this, I'll be the first to admit. Not this one. I'm being something I just drifted back to sales tax. I'm good with this. Caleb's writing down for something, doesn't agree with it.
That's where we were going on.
I was somewhere else. Any other discussion on this one?
It's too late. Said it. I'm quoting you.
No discussion besides
Steve,
me.
There are no fees.
We will have a poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Persanka?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes. And I love Lisa's face looking at me there. She's like, what? All right, we're on item 13F, establishment of the Wrangell 2020 Census Complete Count Committee.
Move to approve the establishment of a Wrangell 2020 Census Complete Count Committee.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by DeLong. Discussion.
134. The only thing I would recommend that you have a list of people on the committee, organizations, I would add the hospital. The hospital has long-term care residents. They may know of homebound residents.
Carol and I had this discussion today, basically that we were hoping that if there wasn't something that had been previously thought of, you would add to it. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Not anybody else, just you.
Well, maybe the Harvard? Probably thought about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, all right. There are little boards.
There are
little boards.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
The Harvard.
Yeah.
All right. Any further discussion or ideas? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Okay, assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persanka?
Yes. Item 14, the attorney's files available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session regarding the borough manager's annual evaluation and contract discussion.
I move pursuant to 44.62.320 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically to discuss the borough manager's evaluation.
Second.
Removed and seconded. Any discussion? We would like to invite you in after we have an initial discussion, but we will be inviting you in, obviously. So we'll add that to the motion as well. Any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persanka?
Yes. And we will recess into executive session at 8:44.
Can someone call me?
Yeah, we'll call you right back, Julie.
And the phrase I was trying to think of with the appraiser is errors and omissions.
Are you going
to
go into
it? Oh, yeah, it's insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we'll do it here, like, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get you to just sign this?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it here, and you can go back and relax in your office. And
is our recorder off?
Just hand them out copies of
them. I'm going to. I'm ready.
Okay, we are out of recess. We're out of executive session, back into regular session. It would be 9:57.
Okay.
There a motion?
Well, there was no action taken on an executive session.
Right, so there was no action taken in executive session. We have a motion moving forward.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the city manager's contract pending legal review.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I just want to say that we did it. Well, in executive session, we had an opportunity to develop some feedback that we are going to deliver. So Assembly Member Morris and I, myself, will meet with you and deliver that feedback at a later date. And then we went through the contract as well, and we looked at some of the changes that you made and just a couple of small things that we just want the legal to look at to make sure that we're not, you know, following afoul of law. So otherwise, we want to thank you for everything that you've done and continue to do for our community. And this assembly unanimously believes in you and everything that you can do.
I do too.
Our community. and I can't say enough. We appreciate all of your efforts, Lisa, and this community is so lucky to have you and the representation that you bring. Not only here, but when you step outside and represent, you own this town in terms of endearing people to this community. So we will arrange a time to come and see you and do the specifics, but thank you very much.
I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. This is...
Okay, so is there any other discussion on the contract?
No.
Kim Povo, please.
Okay. Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Before I adjourn, I just want to thank everybody here. This was a pretty tough emotional night for us in terms of some pretty tough issues and passionate issues. And one of the things that I really appreciate about this assembly is that we may disagree, but when it comes down to it, we support each other and the decisions that are made as we move along. And it's always my hope that the community knows that we're doing the best that we can with what we have, and that we'll continue to do that and hopefully lead the community moving forward through some tough issues. So thank you to everyone for sticking it through tonight. And I'm sorry there, Assembly Member Powell. I can't run it out any longer.
And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have one more comment.
Yes, Julie, please.
I want to say in response, thank you, Mayor. I think you've done a really good job also of leading the meeting through a contentious period and dealing with public comment appropriately. So I thank you for that as well.
Thank you for that. And with that, we will adjourn for 2019, folks. We'll see you all in 2020.
Whoop!